The FIRE Conference, an acronym for Future in Review, makes its move to Utah in October 2015. The conference, which started in 2003, is put on by the Strategic News Service, started by Mark Anderson. His sister, Sharon Anderson Morris, is the director of SNS and Future in Review events and says the conference will move to the Stein Erickson Lodge for its 13th year.
For the last 12 years, we've brought together technology leaders from all over the world to address global challenges and to create solutions. So not only do we bring together the top technology leaders and people that are passionate about changing the world, but we actually create solutions at the event, and we carry that throughout the year with different programs ongoing.
Mark Anderson began writing the Strategic News Service Global Report in 1994, which is when he began to make contacts with these forward thinkers.
It was a newsletter, or we call it the Global Report, that goes out to people that care about what's happening in technology in the next 3 to 5 years. And he's been writing this for such a long time. This is how our SNS membership began. From that membership in 2003, they came to us and they said, "We want to meet each other. You know, you've got world-changing ideas. You're on the cutting edge of technology, solutions for all the things that are really important in our world. Let's have a conference." And I think it was Michael Dell that really pushed that through. And so we did. Our first conference was in 2003, and it was outstanding. We talked about our global initiatives in computing and economics, finance, education, energy, our environment, global initiatives, healthcare, pure science, and things that really are critical issues of the world, how to bring technology leaders together to create the solutions. And every year it's been a sold-out event. And like you said, The Economist calls it the best technology conference in the world for a reason. We work really hard to make it that.
The conference is capped at 200 attendees, but their partnership with the BBC, she says, the outreach is to millions more.
So our outreach is to 160 million. And it's kind of interesting. Matt Davies, this is the senior producer of the BBC, comes every year, and I love it. We just had our last fire last May at the Montage Laguna Beach. And Matt said, "Here there are people changing the world. At other conferences, there are people talking about changing the world. This is why we always come back."
The Andersons' parents retired in Park City. Sharon lives here, and her brother and sister consider Park City a second home. She says that was one of the reasons to bring the conference here to Park City. But based on the sold-out speaker series held in partnership with the Park City Institute last season, she says Park City has shown that it does have an appetite for new technology and innovation.
Park City has always been the destination for an incredible resort area, and we have some great, you know, cultural, fantastic museums, the Kimmel Art Center, the Park City Institute's here, and it's so cool to be able to bring brilliance to Park City. People that are going to be changing the world at this event, at our location. And we're going to be known for intellect. And so I'm really happy about that.
The speaker series, she says, will return for a second season. And while the guests have been invited, nothing has been set just yet. When looking back over the history of the FIRE conference, she says, they were talking about a future that has since become a reality.
When we first started this conference, we were talking about, you know, big computers, right? And how can we help children, you know, use computers in the classroom? And we actually developed through Project Inkwell, which is one of our companies that we started from Strategic News Service and FIRE, one-to-one computing. We brought this actually to Park City. One-to-one computing, one laptop per child, which is what our initiative was. So we kind of were progressive in that thought. While everyone was saying, "Let's put all the children together and find a computer for them to use," we're saying no. And we've had meetings in Park City actually about that for the last 9 years.
You can find out more about the FIRE conference at futureinreview.com. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.